Time now to check in with Christy Johnston, Senior Forecaster at the Bureau of Meteorology. Thanks for joining us today. Can you give us a forecast of conditions for this weekend for southeast Queensland and northern parts of New South Wales, please?
Overnight, we had Tropical Cyclone Alfred approach the coast. It actually reached the offshore islands, Moreton Island and North Stradbroke Island, as a Category 1 tropical cyclone. But then when it interacted with the island, it's actually caused the cyclone to start to weaken a bit. And as it moved over Moreton Bay, it did get downgraded to a tropical low pressure system, which is what it is now. So an ex-tropical cyclone currently just sitting off the coast just near Caloundra, near Bribie Island, and is forecast to move onshore over the next few hours and then make its way very slowly inland, potentially reaching sort of around Dalby by midnight tonight. Now, we are seeing, we did see overnight quite a lot of significant weather with this system as it approached, with wind gusts of up around 100 to 110 kilometres an hour on some parts, 107 at the Gold Coast Seaway, Coolangatta, Brisbane Airport, Peel Island all got up to 93 kilometres an hour. So significant wind gusts and also sustained gale force winds, so not just those short, sharp gusts, but long period winds above the gale force threshold, which is over 60 kilometres an hour. So we saw that at the Gold Coast, also at Brisbane Airport and at Redcliffe. So very windy overnight. We also saw some very heavy rainfall in the last 24 hours. Some of the heaviest rainfall was around the Scenic Rim in southeast Queensland, Upper Springbok, up to 275 millimetres in 24 hours. And also down around the Dorrigo Plateau in New South Wales, Dorrigo itself having 264 millimetres in the last 24 hours. But that brings it up to about 750 millimetres over the last 3 days. So a lot of rain over parts of New South Wales and southeast Queensland. For the rest of today, we are just expecting that system to move slowly onshore, continuing to bring quite a lot of heavy rainfall. It's probably more of a heavy rainfall risk today. There is the chance that we could see some damaging wind gusts, particularly in association with any large showers or thunderstorms that develop. But really the main concern at this point is now the heavy rainfall and flooding. We are expecting that rain to continue through, in fact, intensify later today as the system moves onshore. And potentially for many places tomorrow will be the wettest day for many parts of southeast Queensland. And then the system will gradually, ex-tropical cyclone Alpha will gradually move southwards, and that heavy rainfall will extend further into parts of northern New South Wales as well. So as well as continuing to see it generating those showers on the high ground along the east coast, so around the Tablelands and the Dorrigo Plateau and the northern rivers as well. So, a lot of heavy rainfall to come over the weekend. And that, of course, does mean that we do have a lot of flood warnings and watches current with a lot of water already in the system and trying to make its way down through those rivers and streams, and also more to come over the next sort of 48 hours or more. So even though the winds have eased a bit, the weather system is not over yet with a lot of rainfall to come.
Thank you so much for your time today here on NITV Radio.